At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Come on, give me a hit to you. I'm good for
all
it.
Right, hello, welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a podcast about nothing with friends that are something. I'm Kevin on stage. This is Lulu Gonzalez. This is Tahir Moore and Patrick Houston.
Are we in focus or are my glasses just...
No, we're in focus, Lulu. Okay. You're just 39.
I'm a little blind.
I actually don't know how old you are. I'm not going to ask.
That's good.
It is good. Today's first topic is the true story of Cocaine Bear.
Ooh. Yeah, great story.
Do you know this?
Yeah,
I don't know it at all.
I don't know it either. Pat, just give it to us. That way, I don't have to read. I didn't pre-do the work.
I don't know the details. I read the story a long, long time ago. Yeah. But apparently,
before the movie? Before the movie. Came
yeah,
out?
Way before the movie. Yeah. I think okay. It was a topic on DIYS.
Oh, cool.
I think some type of drug plane or something dropped off a whole bunch of cocaine. A bear ate the entire thing and went on a killing spree.
So the bear really killed people.
It really killed people.
I thought it didn't kill people. I thought it like got high, and they said during that time that it was
like
high,
an apex predator.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar. It was what they named
him. That's so funny.
Escobar?
Escobar!
That's such a cute name for someone who like actually killed people.
Here's my question to you guys. This is why I wanted to ask this. Obviously, a bear is up there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For like high on cocaine would murder you. Mm-hmm. What other animal, if got high, would be infinitely more dangerous?
No, lion. No other
a lion, animals. A lion.
No, I
nah,
think
brown bear is apex. There's nothing above brown bear.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I thought grizzly was stronger than brown.
It's grizzly's brown.
Grizzly's brown?
Grizzly's brown.
Wait, grizzly and brown are different, or is it like a grizzly bear be brown?
Now you're getting into.
Because I know Dwight used to talk about this all the time. He was
Dwight.
Dwight from The Office.
Yeah.
Brown bear is stronger than grizzly bears, though, right? They're bigger.
I think that was a question Jim asked him one time.
I really think so.
He was like, "What's tougher, a brown bear or a grizzly bear?" He was like,
"That depends."
Are you sure it wasn't a brown bear and black bear? That was the question.
It was black bear. Ooh.
Black bear are the skittish ones that they say be big and you could scare them away. But yeah. Brown, you
rhinoceros.
They're like,
"On cocaine."
That's. I was gonna say hippo.
Hippos would be rough.
I feel like a hippo. Hippos already just. And apparently hippos are like vegetarians. They just be killing people to kill them.
Yeah. You know that there are also serial killer hippos that coincidentally escaped from Pablo Escobar's house. Really? There was a bunch of hippos he had, and when he moved, they just went out.
Oh, they were on coke.
I think they killed. They might have been on coke.
They were on coke.
I think they might have killed some people too, though.
A kangaroo on coke?
I want to see like a hyena on coke.
A kangaroo on coke would be wild.
It could be jumps higher.
Oh, and he's gonna be stronger. Oh, with the because they got talons on their hands and their
jump
feet.
Higher.
I watched a video of how kangaroos kill you, and they lean on their tail and kick you.
Yeah,
with the
and so the talons will go in your chest. They'll rip your chest open.
Because I thought they would like because you seen them like brolic kangaroos.
Yeah,
that be like squaring boxing. Up. So I thought they'd be like, nigga, I'll sock you.
But no, all their like, power is down there.
They use their tail. Like,
yeah, when you get stabbed in the stomach in all the movies,
that's it.
You bleed out.
Mm-hmm. It's always seemed like a weird place to shoot somebody.
Yes.
It'll be like somebody who needs somebody dead, and they'll be like, that's like it seems like you're like, I just want to leave a window for you to come back later. I'm gonna leave this real vague.
I want to see a giraffe on coke.
He would just be like,
it wouldn't even be dangerous. It'd just be tripping.
That's how my neck is long. Yeah.
Have you seen giraffes fight?
That's how they fight.
They do. They swing their neck around.
But he's too big to fight anything else besides another giraffe. So he's just trying to like, whatever.
It's trying to hit a zebra. It's like, you're lucky this. You're way down there. They be like, how the white girls are dancing.
Yeah. I wear my hat back in my
Hey, you got to put cocaine hella high. You got to like, put a tray on the top of a tree.
The cocaine tree. That nigga like the duffel belt in the tree. He was like, hey, man, finally some shit for me.
That's kind of crazy, though, because animals don't know what drugs are. So they're like, oh, these are crazy leaves.
That'd be wild if its first instinct was to sniff a lion, though. Like, I'm not sure what this is.
Because it opened, he went like this.
A giraffe laying on one side of the dome.
It's just a monkey up there like,
I don't know how I knew
what to do. But I'm glad I did.
I knew not to eat this mirror.
Just remind me, a gorilla on coke would be a
silverback?
Silverback gorilla on cocaine?
Might be scarier visually than a bear.
You know what I just realized? What? I want the Cocaine Bear Fast and Furious franchise. Year after year, choose a new animal to give cocaine.
It's like a new Godzilla.
Yes. Cocaine Coke Gorilla.
Coke-Zilla.
Coke-Zilla?
Coke-Zilla?
This probably just got made. Somebody's watching this live. Coke-Zilla. Ladies and gentlemen, we
sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Some stressed out guy at a production studio. You never have any ideas, Johnson. Damn it. I'm just listening to Kev on stage
studios. I know that Coca-Cola bear is looking at the movie like, I was the first. I was the first.
Coke Shark? That'd be crazy.
Oh, Coke Shark
Great
be crazy.
White shark?
Coke Shark is wild.
But they limit Coke-Nado. Only to the water, though. That's the only thing, though. But they killing everybody in the water, though.
Yeah, that's
everybody
true.
In the water.
I guess
because the drugs could fall off the boat and then get into the water and you just have coked out sharks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like the movie had to be limited. It's like the Meg. The movie The Meg is limited
but
to the water.
But then Jaws weren't the... He was killing people above the ground. The
but
water.
There's another.
No, he was killing people at the beach. That's why it was a thing.
Why can't a movie just take place in the water? Like, what's that movie?
It can.
50 meters below or some shit like
and
that.
The first one was really good.
Yeah, like why don't we just stay in the water?
We could. We're just saying like if it was like
Life of Pi. That was,
yeah, that was a lot was
of Cooking Tiger.
I would want the sequel to be like the animal coming down off the drug. So now like. Cocaine Bear's like sucking dick.
He's in rehab.
he don't know how to get more coke, so he's like selling shit.
Selling honey. Hey man, this honey.
That's why the animals come on, baby.
They be like Cocaine Bear in the hood, like they did Leprechaun in the hood. I was like, why is he in the hood, bro?
Why is this fucking?
Patrick, what is wrong with you, man? This was already a wild idea as it was. You were like, what's worse than this?
He got to fit it on in a gold chain.
But he's fully in human society. He has an apartment. He's selling furniture. He's talking to his landlord. Come on. Just give me another month. He's like homeless with other humans. I
like
need another hit.
The Cleveland Brown show.
Yeah. Hey, girl, you say you like to hibernate, you know?
He's giving hella BJs under the 405.
Let me just
support my habit.
Let me just hibernate in your pussy for a little bit of coke. Let me just for a little bit.
You're just like, what the fuck is this movie about?
I see a little bit.
It's like a 3-hour drama. He doesn't do any bear stuff.
No.
Winnie the Pooh was my idea. I gave
Don't you want some honey? Fuck this honey. I want coke.
Why you think he got no pants on? He sold them shits for coke. I was sucking dick for coke. And he's like, I'm going to keep my shirt on.
Just sucking other animals' dicks. I don't have coke, but thank you for that. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's why Pooh be like,
the gorilla's like, I don't know what cocaine is, but.
That would make sense if Pooh was high off of coke.
For that.
He hanging with a bouncing tiger and a pig. That makes sense that Pooh was high the whole time.
Yeah.
A depressed dog. Yeah.
Honey is cold for coke.
Yeah. Eeyore was just in recovery. He's like, it's a beautiful day.
He was super cold.
I read some dark shit that every Winnie the Pooh character was like Eeyore was depression.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh was overeating.
Like Inside Out.
Yeah. Who's the little pig?
Piglet.
Piglet.
Breakfast? Did you call it breakfast?
I didn't see that coming.
Bang, bang!
I mean, there's no way you couldn't have done that. You thought it. There's no way to eject. Yeah, it's coming to here. The setup sometimes is just like You mean to hear. It's like someone opening a door for you.
My mind has said Piglet. No, don't say that.
You said that Piglet.
You had a dry erase board? I was like, no.
We still have time before they give me the real answer. The key is timing. You got to get it out before they just say Piglet. To hear is way funnier.
You think
the fact that I had it right after, I was like,
you think your timeline splits? Like, one timeline I actually just said to here, and we just had a regular conversation.
That was the only possible answer I could have given.
We went with the asshole timeline, where I just said what I wanted to say.
Oh my God.
This show is stupid.
We need a fan.
Oh my God.
It is hot.
I got it. It's
oscillating.
It's oscillating.
All right, we're staying in the animal kingdom for this next story.
Yes.
A Cape Cod lobster diver was swallowed and spit back up by a humpback whale. Okay. For 30 to 40 seconds, Michael Packard struggled to escape the whale's mouth and wondered if he would be swallowed whole. Let's see, where's the rest? He set off early in the morning, scoured the bottom of Herring Beach Cove. Suddenly something struck him from behind. All of a sudden, I felt this huge shove. Next thing I knew, it was completely black. Everything went dark. I said, oh, my God, did I just get bit by a shark? Then I felt around and realized there was no teeth, and I felt really no great pain. Then I realized, oh, my God, I'm in a whale's mouth, and he's trying to swallow me.
Yikes.
For 30, 40 seconds, he still had no breathing apparatus on. He'd be stuck in a whale's mouth until he ran out of air.
Oh, he didn't have a scuba?
Mm-mm. Nope. I thought to myself, okay, this is it. I'm going to die. And I thought about my kids and wife. There was no getting out of there. But then the whale started to shake its head. Packard felt himself zoom toward the surface. And just like that, he was free.
Oh, he was white. He wasn't seasoned correctly.
No.
I was about to say.
The whale was like.
There might have been a slight moment where he was just like, damn. He didn't. That whale said, ugh, patootie. Yeah. Just like, he was just like, damn.
Blam.
You mad? Like, you ain't worth eating?
You eat krill. But krill got on me. Ain't no way krill better than me.
It got a little sea salt on it.
Baby, I'm in salty water. Why didn't you eat it?
You ain't marinated in it.
There had a little bit. He was probably like, oh, thank you. Hey.
Just imagine seeing the whale's tongue go, blah.
I'm picturing his head going,
Yeah, he going, that
mean when a dude's testing the headphones off, he like.
The worst part about this story, if he really did die, imagine at his funeral, he was like, then they get to the part where he meant so much, he loved fishing. Then he was swallowed by the whale.
Well, that's the messed up part. No one would know what happened.
No. That's true. He would just have been disappeared.
Yeah, like he ran away
think
from
a
home.
Whale ate him.
My dad just left us. You know, he's like, got no, swallowed son. By a whale.
That's crazy. Especially if he's by himself.
But just imagine telling people that story. Yeah, yo, my dad got swallowed by a whale. If you don't got a dad, just say you don't got a dad.
Trying to make folklore.
Why are you guys saying?
My dad chopped a mountain down. And why are you giving me old tales?
Trying to make him an urban legend.
He was swallowed by a whale after fighting it, and he lost. He succumbed.
Would you go back in the water after that, though? Would you feel comfortable?
Never again.
Never. I would move to the middle of America, Colorado.
I wouldn't take baths no more. Damn, I'm washing up.
No.
No baths.
No super soakers around.
But interviews like that always end with, like, I'm out there every day. Yeah. I have a bigger appreciation.
What did he say
like,
he doing now? Did he go back in the water?
He did. The next picture was him holding up a lobster. And the animal was like, you didn't learn nothing.
You didn't learn.
Next time I'm going to kill you for real.
I'd be a whale hunter. I'd be like, how much are these whales going for? Because one of them spit me out. I'm trying to find them.
That's your origin story?
Revenge. It wasn't even revenge. You're just like, give it a second taste. You hear me out. I was a little musty that day. Come on.
Hear me out.
Imagine he getting dressed, ready to go in the water, like he's taking a shower.
You go eat me.
Exfoliating his skin.
I taste okay.
Nigga, it's nothing.
I've been spit out of better mouths than this.
And they blowhole sound like they're like... That's probably what he heard. You guys spit it out.
Ugh, gross.
dolphins swimming past them. I'm like, oh, that's the unsalted.
It spread within the kingdom.
Hey, there go
the sharks. Be like, no, 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 you get by that.
I'm on a diet. I ate already.
There go old
Blandy. Blandy.
There go old Mr. Bland.
They get roasted by the fish. By wildlife.
Fish that are also kind of gross. No bland. Lack of seasons.
Starfish like, I wouldn't stick to that.
Did he say he was at the bottom?
He didn't say how far down he was. I guess he was at the pallet.
That's super weird. See. You can't. A whale is a wild thing to sneak up on you.
That's a big ass.
They be singing too. Situational awareness is zero.
Did he have AirPods in?
What was and he didn't have scuba gear
if he was
on.
Maybe he was under the water. Yeah. Oh yeah. In the water.
But he didn't have scuba gear on.
But right. I mean, like, you know, when you ever been to Jamaica or island when they grab the lobster by the hands, they don't have the gear on either.
Yeah, but they still in the boat.
Are they when they grabbing the lobster?
Oh,
they
no, don't... he was a diver. Yeah, he had stuff on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that,
God, that would be so scary.
So he
scary.
Said he ran out of air. So he was running out of air?
No, it looks like he said his breathing apparatus got disconnected, it looks like.
Oh, so right when the whale swallowed him, it took a piece of the thing out.
Yeah, the people who be divers really love that. It's hard it's hard to give up. Like Creed was like, man, if I don't have my scuba, what was this all for?
I remember that.
And he never got broken bones. Like, I feel like even if you got saved, that would you had to get your leg broken or something.
Well, they don't really chew, right? They just,
no, they just like, swallow.
Swallow. Right.
They just take it to the head.
That's how to hear me.
Shut up.
Shut up. Damn, that's a wild story. I'm surprised he brought him up to the surface.
Maybe he might not have already dipped.
What?
Like, maybe he didn't descend yet.
Oh, you mean the diver?
No, the whale.
The whale. The whale.
Oh, that would have been worse. Yeah. God, can you imagine them swallowing you and then diving
going down? Yeah.
Yeah, that's you going to be like.
Oh, yeah, now you're dying for sure. Especially you're breathing out. You're ready to go.
Depression. Your bones just cracked.
Yeah, depression.
So the dude said, as soon as he, first of all, this same guy, this paragraph, I didn't scroll down to this part, but this paragraph says he, in addition to his encounter with the whale, Packard has survived a plane crash, confrontations with great white sharks, and almost getting lost at sea.
Nigga, be still.
And he said, as soon as he gets back to fully healed, he's going right back to diving.
They be thinking like, oh, I conquered that, instead of like signs to not.
Yeah.
Dog.
Like, it's never going to happen to me twice.
Animals right. win.
God was like, okay. All right, now.
I don't know
how many times I can warn you, okay?
Right, and you got spit back up, too, so.
Oh, stop.
That's
great, great party stories, though. Like, you go to a.
Oh, you win.
Absolutely. So what you do you win. Do? I'm a hedge fund, make $30 million a year. Okay, cool. I got swallowed by a whale, and I survived.
What happened?
Yeah. Did anyone see it?
You think he's lying? He's
coming back with stories.
Another
failed dive. What happened this time? I was swallowed by a humpback whale.
You were supposed to bring up 3 pounds of lobster.
What if he broke his diver equipment, and that was his excuse when they brought it back? Like, this is... What happened? Let me tell you.
I got a story for you. We had a time.
Let me tell you what happened. See, what happened was.
Because then when you think about it through that lens, it's like a whale snuck up on you. A humpback whale snuck up on you. Went like this. And then spit you
back out. Just in time to come back at the end of your shift.
Wow.
And you didn't
crazy.
Get what you were diving for.
Right.
Yeah, man, the whale.
it was a whale, man.
Whales be whaling.
Whales be whaling.
And the whale's also telling a story. Let me tell you what. I was minding my business. I'm trying to get some crabs.
I was trying to open my mouth. You know how I do about noon. And then out of nowhere, this dude just floated in my mouth. I was like, yeah, I don't eat you.
They're like, what he tastes like?
Nothing. Nothing.
Krill, which is like this big, have more flavor.
And you got to eat a million of them just to get a bite.
That's wild to think about animals going back and telling other animals, nigga, these humans be wowing, nigga. What happened? All right, so I'm out of my business.
Right.
So check it, right?
A whale being black and being like, I'm out of my business. Yeah. Okay. You know how I do around.
You know how I do
around Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Mind you, it's the weekend.
People don't even be there.
Whales knowing it's the weekend.
This is off season. It's October. So I'm chilling, looking for a grill or something like that. Yeah. I gotta go pick up my son.
Right.
I gotta go pick up my son.
This nigga in the school of fish, you know what I'm saying? He get out around
3:30. Right, right, right. Get out the school of fish.
Let me grab a quick bite, you know what I'm saying? I'll swing back by. Bruh, I'm closing my eyes as I do, enjoy my meal. Next thing I know, a whole human is in my mouth. What is this?
Now, how you get in your mouth? Nigga, I was just yawning.
I wasn't even hungry.
I was yawning because I had just got, I just woke up. I told I was going to go get the kid.
Underwater yawns.
What'd I do that? He was like a fly. He was like a fly.
Like a fly come to my face. Hey, what was that? Why would you come here?
That's probably what it felt like to him, like a gnat.
Left something in my mouth? What is this tool?
Now watch this, bro. I'm tripping, right?
Yeah.
I'm watching Well and In. This nigga talking about...
Well in it, like seeing it. Well in it.
What if the whale had a statement in the article? Like, it's cat. It's fucking cat.
That's cat.
I snuck up on him.
7,000 times.
I was singing the whole time.
Super cat.
Y'all know my soul.
Miles away.
It's whale space. He's doing a confessional. Like.
Now, do I look like I can sing? Everybody.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's how they do. That's how humans do. First was Free Willy. They tried to make it seem like it was cool. That whale went from out of captivity back into captivity.
He been free.
He not free. When you live in SeaWorld, that's how they do. We thought Blackfish was gonna do something. It ain't even nothing. SeaWorld went right back to regular after like 3 months of it.
You know I got a cousin over there.
He doing 10 at SeaWorld,
you know.
He three times a day, though.
Yeah, three shows in the lockdown. Three shows in the lockdown.
But they be working that boy like a motherfucker.
Three shows in the lockdown, my guy.
That nigga dorsal is bent over. Boy. That's how they do.
That's what I'm saying. If he got out, he can't
that's
do nothing.
So sad.
He can't do nothing. The world didn't change so much. The scene didn't change so much. That nigga get out. What are you going to do?
He can't get no job.
They can't adjust to society. That nigga low-key institutionalized. That's what SeaWorld really does.
That's what they do.
That's why we got the term killer whale. Yeah. They weren't killers before they went to SeaWorld. They were just regular whales.
Yeah, they would put that narrative on them. Because I killed a human. Nigga, you was trying to capture me. How about a killer whale? Nigga, you the killer? You captured me. I defend myself. Now I'm the killer whale.
Now I'm the killer whale.
Make that make sense.
I was on grocery shopping.
I worked at a daycare. I looked at the school of fish, okay? And these niggas caught me on the way to work.
Maybe them niggas fish too.
Genocide! Hey, dead fish.
This nigga got us eating already dead fish. Nigga, part of the whole thing is they be alive.
I like to catch it, nigga.
Him not adjusting like back is crazy. He's doing tricks in the ocean. They're like,
whose man is this?
Yo, put your cousin down, bro.
Why
he's
doing
splash zones? Bro, we all wet in here.
He waving? Like, who the fuck is he waving at, bro?
That's my cousin, man. He just got out, bro.
Tell that nigga to chill out, bro. Trigger. He over here, shit. He over there, like,
waving.
He doing his spin like, hey!
You know how like dudes get out of jail, they do their socks all tight and they make their space ball. And they can just stay in this little spot like, nigga, you got the whole ocean there.
He's just swimming in circles?
He ain't used to it. Nigga just go in circles. Because he's afraid of the deep part.
He's like, yo, I could go anywhere, anywhere, bro.
But he won't go.
He just in what area of the ocean?
He just swimming in a circle.
He said he's going to kill somebody so he can go back. That's how bad it got. As bad as it was in SeaWorld jail, that nigga said, that's
he's
what
like, y'all ain't got no shows? So who y'all performing for? Nobody?
They're hunting seals and shit. They're like splashing. Look at him having fun. Nigga, join the wave thing. Splash.
Hey, what's up with his face?
He trying to take pictures with people like the seals. Like, you want my picture? You want my picture?
What's up with that nigga? What's up with his fan, bro? Get him some blue sea chew.
Hey, where your merch at, bro? Y'all ain't got no merch?
Blue sea chew.
Where's y'all merch? Y'all ain't got no merch.
That blue sea chew will get the fan back right. You can take it anytime, day or night.
Blue chew already worked because the water's blue. He's like, no, but I need to make it more.
You need the blue sea chew, my nigga. This is for the deep divers, my boy. What if deep you just love divers?
What if you just went up to fish like... The fish is like...
They're swimming away from him.
And he's like, oh, my bad. Hey. He's like, eh.
Ain't nobody gonna... No. Ain't nobody gonna toss that fish in my mouth.
What are you doing? They usually... After I do the clap.
Hey, where your humans at?
They go in.
Where your humans... You ain't got your own humans?
Fish well, like hell no. I'm running from you.
You know how wild it is for a fish. I'm like, yo, whose man is this, bro? This nigga wild, bro.
It's like, damn. It's like, y'all ate today?
You make it hot over here, bro. Why don't you
this fish? Did y'all
been,
eat?
I've been flopping all afternoon, nigga.
It's 3:30.
I breached. It's 3:30. I waited the whole circle.
The other whales are like, what's 3:30? The fuck is 3:30? It's 3:30 right now. What's the...
Why did he check his watch? The whale checked his watch. He got to look up at the sun. It's 3:30, bro. It's 3:30.
He said, what the fuck is 3:30? What is time, nigga? It's all ain't no clocks out here.
That's why it was so funny when he was talking to the whale. He was like, it's the weekend. I was like, damn. They don't even see the sun set. It's just now for them.
Just now.
They don't even know if it's night or day. It's just like right
that
now.
That thing in the sky again.
Hey, it's back.
It's just now.
They be up for a couple seconds a day. They're just like, phew, it's kind of dark.
Well, that'll do it.
What is 3:30?
What is 3:30? It's hilarious. It's 3:30. We got a show. What? What is 3:30? Nigga, that's what time we get the kids.
The kids are coming. Splash zone. Splash
zone. What are you talking about, man?
Oh, my God.
Go back. Someone in Patreon said, Killer is my slave name. You got to open up your mind, brother. You ain't a killer whale.
Saved whale.
That is your natural habitat.
Shamu. Shamu's my name.
Free Willy is Hollywood. Did you just eat? That's cannibalism.
I'm hungry.
What did you eat? The
Where's
bread?
The bite?
He bit of everything.
We've been
bagel.
Throwing this bread around.
It's an infinity everything bagel. Like, it just regenerates. There's no bite in it.
And he got baby teeth. It was a big bite to him. But
it was a nibble.
That'd be crazy. We're looking at it like, where's the bite? But he has full mouth.
Shut up.
Where's the bite?
Shut up.
Well, there's where it wasn't, bit that little space.
Look at his little
Shut
nibble.
Up.
Oh,
Shut up.
Nibble.
Shut up.
If Tahir bites you, there's the space where the side tooth is. It's like, look, hold on, what's that? They didn't break the skin right here. No, that's where the side tooth would be. So you
don't, it's like a castle drawer door. Like, we gotta pull
so
it
he couldn't leave a bite on a crime scene. Like, hang on, I know who this is. 1, 2, 3, 4. Over,
space, space, space.
Over 1. 2, 3. Hang on. I know who this is.
It's like you hit the space key a couple times. Space, space.
Over 1.
Teeth, space, space. Teeth.
Morse code.
You see the deer was bit on his neck here, not here, and here. It was to here. To here bit the deer.
Here,
that's not
here.
Like a children's book. To here bit the deer everywhere but here.
Here. Not everywhere.
Oh dear.
Tommy, why did Tahir bit the deer?
Tooth space. It's Tahir's place.
From ear to ear. But something was missing here right and here.
Gone with your little show, man. Gone with your little funky ass show.
The deer had a fear before it was bit by Tahir.
He had a beer and went to Sears.
I am hungry.
Or he saw
care.
The deer. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Let me see how long the food
One,
is
two.
Here. See where his feed is.
Should be 10 minutes.
Feed? Even...
10 minutes away, right?
Did you say my feed is? Did you say to see where my feed is?
Imagine Postmate just dropped a bag.
It's a bucket with a strap. It is like... Here's for to here.
Here go your chicken sandwich, Cam. Lou, here go your salad pack. Here go your smoothie.
Please.
Here. That's not what I ordered. I ordered a torta. Yeah, we know. We saw what you was typing.
He pulls out a switch.
We just put it in a bucket for you. It's easier. With a strap. Here.
It's a whole bunch of corn. It's like,
He don't even give it in his hand. He just put it over his head.
Instead of utensils, you ask for a trough. Yeah. Here's your trough. Couple of napkins.
A baby trough? I'm playing a baby trough.
I ordered a chicken sandwich. We know what you meant.
Giving me napkins with a trough. It's so
a baby tiny trough. I just want to see put the bib on. I'm like, yum, yum.
Napkins with a trough is ridiculous.
Num, 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 num.
His water is that little thing with the ball in it.
From the hamsters?
I ordered a Sprite. Yeah.
The 40 pounds on that little hamster wheel.
These are all things that have to be installed. That's wild in a post-made paper bag. All right, here we go.
The water.
Hey, I didn't ask for tap. I said bottle.
I mean, it's in a bottle.
This is a sparkling.
This is a sparkling.
My face.
Oh, stop.
My face.
All this right. was a rough one.
All right, random question generator time. Lou, let me start with you.
Okay, go ahead. I ain't gonna listen. I'm gonna just
roast myself.
I'm
trying to be somebody else.
There's no way a joke can come from this.
Okay.
What is your favorite piece of clothing you own?
No way, huh?
No way. Spanx. His answer is Spanx.
You gotta answer quick for
Spanx.
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes. You had a chance. That was your fault.
A cowbell. I got a brand new cowbell and it plays a high F sharp. Niggas know when I'm a coming.
When I'm a coming?
I was really trying to think of my favorite article. This nigga said horseshoes and took me out of the game, coach.
To him, put his shoes on like. I'll be right
every morning. Wait, he messed up. Wait, no, that's not right. Clink, clink.
Hey, my package from ShoeX came. Oh, which ones did you get? You got the Nikes? No.
The aluminum nines.
Said, ding, what? Ding, ding. Why'd your shoebox come with a hammer?
Yours did?
He gets off from a long day. He's like, boy, let me tell you what.
These hooves are barking.
This is a day I tell you. I've been on these things all day.
Look at somebody comment said, defense.
Also, it was wild that a nigga one time was like, let's put the shoes on the horses. I bet they could work for longer.
You think they saw the horse like, at the end of the day, it's like, hey, his feet hurt every time I run.
We got to do something about that.
Let's fix some shoes for him. Wait, like, what do you mean? Like with shoes? No, just like a metal thing.
It's a metal thing.
Hey, what if the first horse was like stunting on other horses? Like, hey, yeah.
You do yeah. this? You can't do this. You can't do this.
They were like, yo.
That's what the people say.
Clop, clop, clop.
And then you know he was kidding. Oh, what y'all got? Y'all regular feet?
Oh, y'all just got regular hooves?
Fit check. Mail's broken.
Someone's parents is big bro. Those team hoops. Team horseshoes.
Team.
Get out of here. My granddad was on Yellowstone. Where y'all from? Y'all niggas ain't never been to Montana. Kevin Costa wrote my granddad.
You ain't never been to Yosemite, nigga? You ain't never?
Oh, my God.
Man.
Favorite
piece of clothing you own.
Piece of clothing I own.
That's crazy for you because you be really into clothes.
Yeah. Shit. I don't even know, bro.
Don't forget about your girdle.
That ain't my favorite, though.
His closet is just full with different saddles. Which one for today? I'm going to do the Native American one today.
What is that? Because that's visual. Oh, yeah, I ain't worth this one
anymore. It's like a hat.
Go to another question. Next question.
You new said, saddle
I
smell.
Wasn't going to say anything until you said it was impossible.
Yeah, like, challenge accepted.
All right, new question for you today.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'm on timeout.
If you could live in a book, TV show, or movie, what would it be?
Why do you keep doing this?
It's random. It's literally a random question.
Gotham. I just live in Gotham. I live in Gotham.
Charlotte's Web. That's where I'm going to be the pig.
You're going to do it. Damn it.
It's like the thing knows who's getting the question asked.
Cloudy and a Chance of Meatballs. And Cloudy and a Chance of Meatballs, too.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, my God. All right, Lou,
Pat
you're
live
up.
In every LLB.
See, I don't got to say nothing. Good job, Pat.
Every LLB.
Oh, my God.
All right, Lou, would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or a broken elevator?
I think I've been asked by this already.
Have you?
Yeah, Squadcast.
Broken ski lift?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Next question. What's your go-to dance move?
Twerk.
No, it is not.
I've never seen you twerk.
I've never partied with y'all.
I've seen you do like this, like holding your dick. I've never seen you twerk.
She's like,
yo, what up, what up? What?
Real gangsters don't dance. We just pull up our pants. Do the rock.
Lulu B hosting rap concerts.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
That was Eminem and 8 Mile.
Everybody want to be put your motherfucking ass up and follow me.
I only do that to rap songs, okay?
Lulu's a fool woman. She was like twerking. Y'all were like,
you said twerking. Right. What are you twerking to, R&B?
I be twerking on dudes all the time.
To R&B?
He said all the time.
Yes.
You don't know anybody's twerking to right. Goddamn
it's
R&B.
It's just called a grind when it's R&B.
All right.
Yeah, it's actually true. If you change it from hip-hop to R&B and slow it down a couple BPMs, a twerk becomes grinding.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's true.
Come on now.
All right, Pat. What's your earliest memory?
It's first period.
Okay, damn it.
I was just going to be like, big boy. The pressure now is too crazy.
I think Pat walked out. I was like, well, I'm a woman now.
Mom!
Mom! His dad was like, what's wrong? I need Mom! Only Mom! But I'm a doctor. I need Mom!
But I'm a doctor. I'm an OBGYN. I don't care.
I want Mom!
Your mom works construction. I don't care.
What happened?
I wore white pants!
That's what happened.
I need pads.
Oh my God.
Someone going through their first period using like nigga lingo is hilarious. Like, damn, nigga, what's wrong?
That was low key me though.
My fucking white pants. What the fuck?
Damn, bro.
I was actually at a ballet audition and that happened. And I was like, dead ass?
Damn.
Bro? And I was with my dad. My mom wasn't there. He's like, what you need? You don't know what I need, yo. He was like, just tell me. You don't understand, me.
It happened during a plie.
And one.
I was like, I ain't never feel like this before. Why am I so nervous?
What's up with my sound, Patrick?
Wait, what's your period sound? Do it again. Why does it sound like a sprinkler?
That's gotta be wild for the first time.
Cause you don't understand what's happening. You just feel weird. Like I was nervous. I had an audition. You know, I was like, my stomach hurting. And then I went to the bathroom. I was like, what? Am I dying from this audition?
That must be crazy.
What was your first time like?
We was together. He was the bitch.
That's
next
crazy.
To me.
That was the same joke. That got me twice. It's like getting punched the same way and you didn't block.
You got me on that one.
Brother.
So lost.
Oh, my heart hurts. Time out.
Mom I can't imagine the pack of tampons and his first flannels.
It came in a package of flannel tampons.
What a starter lesbian kit.
Look out the window. Some see what we got with you. Yo, out the window. It's a used Subaru.
The Young Ma tape. Ooh. I think I'm ready.
And an underwire bra. Here you go.
But I don't have anything yet.
But you will. Oh. Do your question.
Oh, me? Okay.
So he's going to escape.
That's it being born. Being born. That'd be a wild thing if you remembered that.
Right.
Like, this is crazy. It's freezing out here.
That would be weird.
The first thing you would have to think is freezing.
That's
out
why
here.
Babies cry. They're uncomfortable. They was in a warm place.
Shit. Well, the first thing you would see is technically your mom's vagina, and then your eyes.
No,
would focus
well,
on everything
you would
else.
You would see just the inside, like coming out of it. Like you're not actually seeing the
well,
vagina.
Well, I would think that your eyes wouldn't work until the light, like.
You can't see anything
in general, babies. Oh yeah, they're, they're like the little mole rats. Mm-hmm. All right, my question is: what is one of the great values that guides your life?
Great Taco Bell's menu.
Great value meal. The number six.
I literally
the number seven. At number 12. Sometimes.
When? 4-6?
Great value.
I literally thought they don't have nothing for it, and then the two words great value.
Great value together?
That's a layup.
This makes sense to everybody.
Like, those two words came out of the. They're going to say this. They're going to equate it to food. Fast food. They're going to make combinations.
Number six and the number seven. Spicy.
What great value guides your life? That's hilarious. Well, Wendy's got me through a rough time.
Then there was Denny's.
When I was struggling as a comic, Denny's.
2, 4, 6, 8 with Denny's.
You know? And
Popeyes guides me around the side,
you know.
The drive.
And sometimes when I just want to have it my way, you know, I go to Burger King and they have the breakfast croissant.
I owe you an apology too, man. Because I talked about the Filet-O-Fish and then had it, and I was like, "Man,
the Filet-O-Fish is fire!"
It tastes.
You
like
had
a
it recently?
Yes, I had it like
last week. My boy, it was last week.
It was delightful.
Ooh. I had I went on Tim's podcast and tried the Landsea Air,
which
is like a Big Mac, a Filet-O-Fish,
and a chicken, right?
And a chicken sandwich.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It was actually kind of fire.
Really?
Was your stomach hurting after?
Yeah.
Yes.
beef and fish is wild.
It's beef, fish, and chicken.
That's too much.
In patty form. In surf and turf, it works. Like, you get lobster tail with a steak.
But
that's
with
cool.
bread and mayo
but
and
with that stuff.
That's a lot of death in one bite.
Creating opportunities. That's my answer.
Nobody cares, Kev.
Right, Lou,
nobody
your
cares.
Opportunities to eat, fat ass.
Nobody cares. We already said what we was going to say. You already asked
that shit. He just added creating opportunities and then eating.
Eating all opportunities that come my way.
Anything. Being there for my kids, yeah. Being there for your kids with food.
eating your children's fatty. Snacks.
That's literally all he did. Being there at my grandma's hospital the last day, yeah. And then going downstairs to the cafeteria.
Get something to eat with your fat ass.
The cherry on top. The birth of my son, because they had pancakes at the hospital.
Your fat ass.
No, you ain't care about your son.
I saw the placenta and I got hungry.
Arby's anyone had fat.
All right, Lou, your question.
You already asked my question.
What I asked you?
My dance move.
You right? Mm-hmm. All right, then.
Oh, yeah.
Enough of this. This is I saw this on the internet, a podcast where you can find every Monday wherever podcasts be at, and also on YouTube. Patrick Houston's available to be followed at Patrick Cloud. Tahir's available to follow at Piggy Life. And Lulu's available to be followed at, I don't really twerk, but I said that. See y'all next time.